To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Oh, it's about that time, buddy.
Let's do it, baby.
You got no shot. No man ever wearing a scarf
will
ever get a star.
It is not as it's nobody's lucky anything. You look like a jackass.
Jackasses win, baby.
You look like you came in seventh in the Indianapolis 500 in 1923. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF. It is Tuesday. It is 9 o'clock. It is time for everyone's favorite break room game. Where are they whining?
Mm-hmm.
And if you are new to the show, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a post on the neighborhood apps. She is going to read that post out loud. Do not give it right away. She will remove street names and she will remove town references. But there will still be enough little clues in that post where if you listen, you'll be able to figure out which town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester that post came from. You call us when you figure that out or when we have a free phone line at 252-WCMF, 252-9263, and we figure out together where they won. Are we ready?
Yep. Put my lucky hat on.
Did we have a winner last week?
I think Steve-O won last
week.
Steve-O
did win last week. Oh, Tommy's putting his lucky hat on again.
Watch it work, man.
It's not going to work because you look like
I'm going to pull way down.
Wow.
I've pulled it down so far, I can't hear.
You still have the Hershey Kiss top on it, even though it's pulled, quote, way down. You got a baby head. You got a baby head.
Not last night.
You look like every garden gnome ever. I'm not going to let you get to the mom joke. That's how stupid you look in that hat. Kimmy, you look even more ridiculous on the live stream.
What do you mean? What's wrong with that?
You look like a half-used crayon.
Crayon.
Kimmy, let's just do the damn thing.
There is absolutely no reason you should be wearing your pajamas at the grocery store.
Wait, Tommy wrote this?
It's the epitome of pure laziness. Every now and then I see it at blank in the middle of the day.
The way people look.
There's no excuse for dressing that way no matter where you're shopping. It's sloppy and it's unprofessional. I wouldn't be caught dead outside my house looking like a slob. You never know who you're going to run into. What if you ran into a coworker or a boss or someone from your child's school? I'd be mortified. I guess some moms just don't care and don't realize everyone is judging them. You're setting a bad example for your little ones. If mom doesn't take care of herself, why should I? You can still be comfortable without dressing in something you wore to bed. A pair of leggings or joggers would be better than those worn-out cartoon PJ pants you have on. Not trying to call out one person specifically, but you know the parent I'm talking about. If this sounds like you, you should know the effect dressing this way has on your reputation. Comb your hair and put some jeans on before going into public for gosh sakes. Have some class.
Your comfortable jeans. No jeans are comfortable.
I don't think it says comfortable jeans.
Well, no, it said put something comfortable on, and then it said put jeans on, which implies they're comfortable. Breezy on PXY came in the studio last week and described jeans in the most perfect way. She said they're like jail for your legs.
Oh.
Uncomfortable.
Okay.
All right. Tommy,
mm-hmm.
What do you hear?
I'm hearing slob moms. Where are the slob moms? That's what she's talking about. Where are they slobbing?
Where are they?
Number one slob mom.
This is going to upset some people.
Uh-huh.
Well, I probably wouldn't be on the east side.
Oh, no?
I see a slob mom being more on the west side.
Mm, interesting.
West side slob mom.
So where are they whining?
Where's she at?
Where?
She tatted up.
Uh-huh.
She got a chipped tooth and an even worse attitude.
Yeah.
She's slobbing on the Jeff. This is Henrietta.
Henrietta's not on the west side, stupid.
Well, I kind of... Henrietta
side.
Is west
side.
Side.
No, Henrietta is not west side.
Well, he's got a west side attitude.
He does not have a west side attitude.
Get around that dome, as sure as hell.
Bro, there is nothing...
You get around that dome, there's some dudes over there F you up.
One of the nicest white men in Rochester is right in front of the Dome Arena.
Not for long.
Okay.
Wait till y'all get a hold of it.
Okay. So you're going on the west side, Henrietta, you dumbass.
I'm saying...
Man, good luck hat today,
some,
huh?
Some misdirection.
Slob mom, Henrietta.
All right. Here's why you're stupid. This is not coming from a place that's, quote, trashy or slobby, because folks that live in those towns would not comment on
something.
Oh, so
they are comfortable with their slobdom?
No, it's you don't care. You got enough stuff going on where you're not going to look at what other people are wearing and comment on them. No, this is a place where people have life so good that this becomes a problem for them. Oh. Therefore, it is on the east side.
Mm.
The question is, who is obnoxious enough to say out loud in a post, and here's my problem. Because where I want to pick has a name, but it's right on the line of another town.
Hmm.
Careful. Careful.
The town it's on the line of seems to be less obnoxious, and I know we're going on the nose here, but I feel like there's only one town this can be.
Oh, okay. All right.
They whining in Pittsford.
Okay.
Specifically.
Pittsford?
Pittsford.
Oh.
What I said, what?
I thought you were trying to give it a nickname. I thought you said Pittsford.
No, although I don't hate that. They whined in Pittsford.
Okay.
This is the Pittsford Wegmans.
But you're saying, why is it, what does it line up against?
Only people in Pittsford have life good enough and would be dickish enough to comment.
But you never see people that dress like that.
Of course you do. Every grocery store you go into, you see people like this. Shut up, man. You don't know nothing about nothing. You got to have
There's
something.
No pajama pants in Pittsburgh. No.
Write that down.
You got to put them in a bin and put on some regular trousers.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
Okay.
You get one pick. All right. If you're on hold, listening to the show, and somebody picks the town you were going to say, you got two options. Hang up the phone. Try again next week. We will not be mad.
All right.
Or pick a different town.
Okay.
If we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, but then I went, you have been disqualified, and the commissioner, who's getting soft all of a sudden, has all final say. Are we ready?
I am ready.
All right, Steve-O, if he shows up, has the last pick. He will be picking in Ben's hole, 252-WCMF. Let's kick it off with that man's hole. Why not?
Oh.
Ben gets first pick. Ben, where are they winding, buddy?
I am really torn between two towns, and my gut is telling me Webster, because this person is complaining about the 315ers that shop in Webster.
All right, now I don't hate the theory, but has your gut ever done anything good for you in your life?
Yeah, dude, it digests my food all the time.
All right, good point. I can't argue with that.
It's literally a thing, yeah.
And it puts in overtime, that's for sure. It's definitely put in overtime.
Also, being a 315er, I am talking crap about my people. So, I mean, I go out regularly in my pajamas.
They do call him the Moses of Ontario.
Often enough.
Because people separate when
that,
they see him.
Well.
That's a good tag team joke, Kimmy. Ben, we got you for Webster. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Hello, Caleb. Where are they whining?
Hello, Duffy. They are whining in the place that they have it a little bit easier, where they get government-subsidized porches and only lose power once every 30 years, and they pay for it for cheap. We are going with Fairport.
Okay. Why Fairport? Oh, everything you just said, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I literally just gave you my reason.
Okay,
do you ever listen, Pat?
No, not to you. Look, here's the problem with Fairport. Fairport is still...
Oh, where's the problem? What's the problem, Pat? Tell me. Please, please, please.
I hate
you. I can't wait to hear the logic from a guy who hasn't won in almost a year.
Oh, my God. Kyle, when's the last time you won?
Actually, you didn't win that long ago.
I literally won, like, not even a month.
I won, like, not even a month ago, guys. I won it. Oh, yeah.
Caleb's a three-star guy.
I'm so much better than you, Pat.
All right. Fairport doesn't have a grocery store.
There's grocery stores nearby.
Fairport does not have a grocery store.
Well, that Wegmans by Hazleton.
It's East Rochester.
Oh, okay. Are you sure?
Positive.
It still could be a person that lives in Fairport.
I'll go further.
You never know.
I'll go further, Caleb. Fairport, although bougie, has not reached the level of obnoxious that Pittsford has. And here's the difference between Fairport and Pittsford. Pittsford has been bougie for so long. People in Pittsford, every one of them is aware that they live in that town because they think they're better than you. There is still a decent segment of the population in Fairport, and Kimmy, if you think I'm wrong, I want you to jump in, that always grew up in Fairport and are unaware of how good they have it. They don't realize.
Oh, I think they know how good. I think that's why they stay in Fairport.
I think there are people that move. Terrible time, Timmy.
Yeah, he loves Fairport.
No, but I'm saying, is that guy too good for anybody?
No, but I think he likes Fairport because
or the
it's
mayor of
a
the
nice
Pines.
Look, we know a couple of busted people from Fairport.
Yes, we do.
Name one busted people other than Tommy from Pittsford.
Yeah, that's true.
And for that, Caleb, I say you suck.
All right, I'm sorry. I had to wake up there. I fell asleep while you were just going on and
oh
on and
God.
On.
Kid's on fire today.
Caleb, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Put on his sassy pants.
Bye, Pat.
Bye. He talks a lot of crap for a guy that shows up alone to Bill Gray's and Chile. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Well, he saves money on the burgers that way.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Woody. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with their bitching in Brockport.
Why Brockport?
Nice mix. I see our bare enough where I see that exactly that sort of thing in Wegmans and, you know, the Tops and different places like that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It feels
that's
like Brockport's a pajama pants town.
Well, it's college kids.
And people that are, like, yeah. You know, working for a living that don't care what they look like right. When they go to the grocery store. That's
a lot
terrible,
of slob moms out that way.
Terrible pick, Woody. Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah, well, I've had three terrible picks that got me the belt, and you have none.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
A lot of bragging. A lot of star bragging today.
Great call, guys. Bye.
Well, yeah, bye, Woody. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. I hate everybody right now. Like, I was going to come in. I came in with a PMA, positive mental attitude, and then you put that hat on, it ruined everything. It ruined absolutely everything. You look like a talking Hershey Kiss.
Thank you.
252-WCMF. Let's get a lady in here.
All right.
Let's talk to Becky. Becky, where they fighting? Becky.
Ready to hate on me? Terrible pick?
Yes.
All right. I'm saying Victor.
Boo! Boo! Why Victor?
They have them all. They have all the people with their country club houses and everything. But
wait, hold on. If you have a country club house, why would you have to go to the country club?
You don't. You got your own country
club. Country
club
house?
That's insane.
Well, that would just be
that's
a house.
Right. They have their own, and they could go out wherever they need to. They're close enough to get anybody that's from the 315 and the specific neighboring towns. I don't want to get myself ousted, but there's plenty of people with not so nice houses that do like to dress comfortably in the nicer stores.
Where's the grocery store in Victor?
There isn't.
I think you just told us yourself why your pick sucks, Becky.
Yep. Victor shops likely at the Parrington Wegmans.
Oh, the which Wegmans?
Parrington.
She's not picking Parrington.
She said another time. Damn it.
She said that's where people from Victor shop.
Okay. You know where our boy used to live?
Which
race way? Car boy. Race car bed boy. Yeah, Parrington.
Yeah, I think
yeah, okay. Yeah, that'd be their Wegmans.
Becky, we got you for Victor. Pick sucks. Thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Yep.
Can I just say something? I don't mean to be mean.
Go ahead.
We had a discussion a couple of months ago about names that are now older names.
Oh, yeah. This is one of them.
Well, Becky, like when I expected to hear like, hello, and it was like, who's Becky?
But that's like a 1950s name.
Yeah, I don't know when the Rebecca
Becky
trend stopped.
Becky, that's our generation. Like, we caught the end of the Becky.
Yeah, I went to school with Rebecca.
I never went to a school with a Becky.
Well, no, because, yeah, we're younger than you.
No, but Becky's were like the, like, Rebecca Stony Brook Farms or some crap. Yeah, like old-ass Becky.
Old-ass Becky?
Like Becky's in hell. All Becky's in Helen should be gone from the earth by now.
Helen's, yes, but we had
Becky's.
Helen,
dude, way gone.
Kimmy and I lived in a Becky world.
I feel like we kind of caught the end of the Gen X Becky's.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
You know?
Yeah. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's get one more in before we get a reread from Kimmy for the folks just joining us. Let's talk to Sean. Sean, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Ron DeCoit.
Why Ron DeCoit?
Because I've been in there before, and they like to walk around and whatever they feel like it.
So you don't like this, Sean? This bothers you?
Nope.
It's gross.
Yeah, it bothers me.
Why does it bother you?
It's gross.
Yeah. Because if I got to get dressed and go out in the public, why can't everybody else?
You don't have to.
It's indecent exposure.
You can put on pajama pants too, Sean.
That's just not for me.
Sean, so you put on your tuxedo, you head out to Wegmans, you get what you need, and you go home?
I don't even wear a tuxedo. Never have, never will.
Never have, never will. So wait a minute. You're anti-tuxedo. You're anti-pajama pants. So you fall. What is your going to Wegmans outfit, Sean?
Jeans and a shirt.
Fit just right.
What do you wear on your feet?
Regular shoes.
I'll put
Tony
on
Lama boots.
Are we talking boots or sneakers? What are you wearing, Sean?
Depends on what the weather's like.
You got work boots, Sean? You got work boots, Sean? You wear your work boots to Wegmans?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, yeah, you wear the Wegmans? Right. That makes you a scumbag. Put on a nice pair of shoes. We are not tracking in dirt into the Wegmans house.
He wears work boots, and you're about to feel them.
I'm not Tommy. I don't have 100 pairs of dress shoes.
Well, you
I'm
sound
sticking up for you. Jesus Christ.
And by the way, you sound like Tommy not wearing your pajama pants to Wegmans, Sean.
I think this is a circular firing squad happening right now.
Sticking up for the guy.
Tough guy Sean's got fashion takes. Sean, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. That was the weirdest call we will take always.
Yes. I did not see a guy like Sean caring about pajama pants.
Yeah, I thought all working guys put pajama pants on at Wegmans at some point.
The last thing I want to see is a grown-ass man in pajamas walking around the store like he's off his meds.
I don't wear no tuxedo.
252 I never wore a tuxedo. I never will.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Can we get a reread for the people joining us? Thank you.
There is absolutely no reason you should be wearing your pajama pants at the grocery store. It is the epitome of pure laziness. Every now and then, I see it at blank in the middle of the day. There's no excuse for dressing that way, no matter where you're shopping. It's sloppy and it's unprofessional. I wouldn't be caught dead outside my house looking like a slob. You never know who you're going to run into. What if you ran into a coworker or a boss or someone from your child's school? I'd be mortified. I guess some moms just don't care and don't realize everyone is judging them. You're setting a bad example for your little ones. If mom doesn't take care of herself, why should I? you can still be comfortable without... you can still be...
Not today.
Not every day.
There it is. Thank you.
You can still be comfortable without dressing in something you wore to bed. A pair of leggings or joggers would be better than those worn-out cartoon PJ pants you have on. Not trying to call out one person specifically, but you know the type of parent I'm talking about. If this sounds like you, you should know the effect dressing this way has on your reputation. Comb your hair and put some jeans on before going into public, for gosh sakes. Have some class.
252 WCMF, Tommy's in Henrietta on the west side. I am in Pittsburgh. Ben is in Webster. Caleb is in Fairport, even though there are no grocery stores in Fairport. Woody's out in Brockport. Becky is in Vicar. Sean is in Irondequoit. And if you want to put him in a tuxedo, well, we're going to have words, son.
That's right.
You know what I did see the other day? I saw two kids out at the grocery store wearing pajama pants. They had Duff beer cans and Homer Simpson on them.
So they were cartoon pajama pants.
Yeah.
But they're kids.
Teenagers. Well, this guy talks about teenagers.
Oh.
Is that trashy? Yeah,
it's trash.
Yeah? Because those were my kids I was just describing.
No, you did not. You don't let your children go out like
that. Yeah, I do.
No, you.
Why would I not let them wear pajama pants?
Because it's not right.
Duff beer, Homer Simpson pajama pants at Wegmans with me the
other
day.
She did not wear them.
Hand to God.
Was she wearing her Simpsons Crocs, too?
She was not wearing her Simpsons Crocs. There was snow on the ground.
All right. Well, she's one of the good ones.
Oh, yeah, both of them.
Well, she does her homework. She plays her sports. She respects her mother. Embarrassed by her father.
252 WCMF. So we've gone man, woman, man. So that means we should go woman.
Okay.
Unfortunately, all we have is Christine. She's on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
I'm really surprised you guys are so cold with all the hot air coming out of your mouth today.
Oh! Oh! Come on!
Brutal.
Brutal.
Man, you are worked up.
Just get this over with, please. Please.
Aw, what's the matter? I'm going to say Chai Lai.
Why Chai Lai?
Been to Chai Lai lately? That's enough.
Yes, we go every week, actually.
Hey, nuff said.
Nuff said, buddy.
Nuff said.
She's Chai Lai.
What's wrong with Chai Lai?
Okay. It's Chai Lai. That's all I'm going to say. It's Chai Lai. I don't have to give you a reason.
So you don't have an answer. You just like, you try to sound tough. You like that guy?
Christine pulled the old... Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, my favorite is like guys like that at the bar. They go, whoa, I'm going to kick you. You don't even know what I'll do to you. What are you going to do? You don't even want it. No.
Keep blowing that.
The things I would do to you. What are you going to do? The things.
So scary. Sorry, Tommy. You look good. Do not let the dress down.
Yes.
Gotta come around on you, honey.
Dress down boy, tell you anything different.
Absolutely.
You look good, Tommy.
Thank you, honey.
Great call, Christine. Thanks for talking.
Bye.
Bye.
What's the matter?
She's squeezing one out. I don't know why, but there's like, something about her that Pat just can't get past.
Some people just don't need phones. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't need a phone. Jake does write something on Instagram, and I want to point this out because we are guilty of this. He writes... you keep saying Wegmans. Why can't this be a Walmart? That's a good question.
Well, it could be anything.
It could, but we have not considered any other grocery stores.
Right,
we keep
saying
Wegmans. Are we just to assume that everyone in a Walmart is okay with other people wearing
pajama pants? I think wherever you shop, you assume everybody shops.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. That's good. All right, let's rip through some 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Greece.
Why Greece?
That's where they watch their... AI-generated Northern Lights paid for by school taxes.
Well, you got it in one sentence, Barbara, and I'm proud of you, buddy. We got you for Greece. Thank
you. Oh, and Tommy, you look like the little brother from Christmas Story, Randy, who won't eat his food.
You really do. I can't put my arms down or tell funny jokes. Barbara, thanks, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Adam. Adam, where are they whining?
Well, I'm going to say Canandaigua.
Why?
Well, I could just picture all these pajama people. That's a Frank Zappa song, if you don't know it.
Oh God!
They're driving me insane. And also, on the other side of that, you got these people that are complaining about pajama people are probably some of these women that wear these ridiculous, what do they call them now? Mom jeans they look absolutely ridiculous.
They button to the neck.
Woman. It's a beautiful woman. The figure is all gone. They look ridiculous. I don't know if it's...
The figure, Tom.
All gone.
The figure. Hey, I like the way you're put together.
It's all gone.
Well, I bet Christine is one of these types that wears the mom jeans there with the cut-off frilly bottoms that she thinks look cool.
Oh, God, she is awful.
What is happening? I take one phone call. We're talking about frilly jeans.
It's chaos, Kimmy. Adam, we got your first can of tank. Well, thanks for the call, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Cal. Cal, where are they whining?
Hey, 100% East Side Town. I'm going to go Parrington.
That's a 100% Parrington pick from Cal, Tommy. Why,
right.
Why Parrington?
Because Pittsburgh was taken. So
I'm sorry, what'd you
say?
That's
what we got to choose. Pittsburgh was taken.
Oh, you've been disqualified, Cal. You're out. We take you one time. You disqualify yourself, you bitch-ass bitch. All right, bye, Cal. Go deal with your emotions over there.
I was going to say,
But then he
got the number one rule, Cal. Come on.
So Parrington is still on the board, and it's funny. People keep referencing the Parrington-Wegmans for other towns, but nobody has picked Parrington.
That's true. Well, Cal tried.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, where are they whining, buddy?
Well, I'm going to take the last guy's pick, Parrington.
All right, why Parrington?
Because my pick was taken.
What was your pick?
None of your business.
I'm not familiar with that town. What is it? Everybody thinks he hung up, too.
Before I disqualify myself.
Walk away, hang up.
All right, 252-WCMF. He's been waiting patiently. He is the victor last week.
Oh, he's here.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from Ben's dark, smelly, deep hole, let's welcome Steve-O. Steve-O, where are they whining, buddy?
I got to wonder, why is it Ben's hole? Why is it not Tommy's or yours?
Well, because Ben would always...
Ben always picked last, it became the Ben hole.
And then Ben got really mad.
This is the worst. This is like the worst pick. This is all these other towns are taken, but...
That's how the game goes, Steve. You win the week before, you got to pick from the hole.
I know. I can't double up this week because I'm pretty much left with nothing. So I'm going to pick Gates.
Why Gates?
There's a Walmart out there. There's Wegmans out there. There's a Big M out there.
Yeah, you do have a lot out there.
A lot of grocery stores in Gates.
Yeah.
As busted as that town is.
It's a bad pick because all these other ones are taken, but that's my pick this week.
All right, hey, great. Steve, way to believe in yourself, buddy. Thank you for the call.
Thanks. I have to.
All right, Steve-O, there we go. He was a lot more charming last week.
Yeah.
He's learning the game.
Are we ready?
I am ready.
All right, Tommy is in Henrietta. I am in Pittsford. Ben is in Webster. Caleb is in Fairport. Woody is out in Brockport. Becky is in Victor. Sean is in Arandecoit. Christine picked Chilai and made everybody hate her. Barber is in Greece. Adam is out in Canandaigua. Kale called up, started bitching, picked Parrington, then immediately disqualified himself. Tom then swooped in, stole Parrington from Cal, and Steve-O, last week's winner, went Gates. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Let's go.
Let's do it. Right. Put my lucky gloves back on.
Really? Lucky?
God, so, do you want me to wait for you?
No, just hit the button. Webster! Hillian! Arandecoit! Where?
Somebody's humming.
What do we got?
Somebody hit.
We got a winner this week.
Oh, she's too excited for it to be us.
And everybody's gonna hate it. Because they whining in Pittsburgh.
Hey! Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Home to roost, you son of a bitch.
That sucks because my lucky gloves gave him the luck.
It sucks.
Your lucky gloves from where? From where?
Huh?
Pittsburgh! Up.
How many stars do you have?
You guys are now tied.
Seven!
So it's a three-way tie between you, Tommy, Armand, and Duffy.
Seven!
Look at that.
Yeah.
Took you long enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't hear you over my victory, bitch.
Oh, excuse me, Philip Rivers.
No, Philip Rivers never won.
Oh, that's true.
Hold on, let's just enjoy the music. Champion! Mother effing champion!
You took the obvious pick.
Give me the belt.
Totally
give me the belt.
Obvious
give me
pick.
The belt. Well, obvious pick, what are you talking? You had a chance to take it. You picked before me, stupid.
By the way, that belt has my fingerprints on it. I'm the first person in this room to
not
hold
today,
that belt.
They don't, because you're wearing your bitch-ass gloves.
Number one to hold that belt.
Doesn't matter. It's my belt
never
now.
Never take that away.
My belt now. Everybody, thanks for playing.
Wrap it around your mouth.
But you were up against it.
It's got to happen occasionally.
No, it's going to happen again because I'm about to take 8 stars. Buckle up,
well,
baby.
You're in the hole now.
No problem.
Oh, that's right.
Ben's hole.
I enjoy
no
Ben's
hole. No complaining
enjoy,
about
enjoy
it.
The view.
I enjoy Ben's hole. Thank you very much.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
There have been, what, 46, 45 men who have been president of the United States?
Yeah.
People. There have been only a handful, a couple thousand of folks that have played in the NFL, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball. I would argue this job is even more rare than that.
Really?
And you would be in charge of an American icon and be bringing joy to people across America.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you are looking for a job in this economy, I got some good news.
Who's hiring?
They are now taking applications to be the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile driver.
Be a Wiener Wheelman.
That's right, and not in the way that you're accustomed to. So you are invited to apply through January 31st to be part of Oscar Mayer's full-time hot doggers.
So the hot dog is around all year? Like, does this go away in the wintertime?
Are you having a stroke right now?
No, I'm trying to take a look. Well, I am freezing, man. But
the hot dog around a year ago at a time of year?
So you drive it in the south in the winter.
I don't know.
Well, yeah, it probably just go away, right?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. Maybe
it's not a seasonal job.
You could probably drive it in the snow. I mean, that thing probably handles just fine in the snow.
But who eats a hot dog in the wintertime?
I'll eat a hot dog in the wintertime.
You will?
Why would you not eat a hot dog in the wintertime?
Because it's a summer food.
Firing up the grill.
Like, they don't even run hot dog ads in the wintertime. It's a summer food. It's a seasonal job is what I'm saying. How is it a full-time job?
I guess you probably go to the south then. I don't know. I hadn't thought about it. I guess maybe they don't drive the Wienermobile in the snow.
No hot dogs in the winter.
Okay. So not only do you drive the 27-foot-long hot dog on wheels, or it's a year-long commitment.
Right.
So you do have to drive all the way around the country. Hot doggers, as they call them, also double as brand ambassadors. They have to attend hundreds of events annually.
You got to sell them wieners.
You also have to come up with your own custom wiener content, and you will see about 30 states per job.
So you got to write your own wiener pitch.
So you're out.
No, but you're in. You write one every Saturday night. Winners, hey! Give me your winners.
Do you want to guess what the annual salary is for?
Oh, it's gotta be pathetic.
Take a shot.
20G.
Kimmy, you want to take a shot?
I was gonna say like 10.
35. $35,000 a year.
Okay. So you could.
You can't afford the hot dogs you're pitching.
Do they pay for your travel stuff?
You get a weekly allowance of $150 for meals and personal travel. I'm guessing they put you up
a lot, man, for a week.
But so I know that
for a working wiener, man. Call me the working wiener, man.
Well, that's what I am.
But if you're on the road all the time, you don't have to pay for somewhere to live, right?
Yeah, but you can't just pause your. I'm sure you're not working full time for a year.
Yeah, there's gotta be some downtime.
I don't get a day off from the giant wiener for 35 grand a year. So I know the last time the Wienermobile was here, whoever was driving it was staying at the old Holiday Inn down here.
Mm-hmm. Wait.
What?
The old Holiday Inn?
Well, the one that's like right down the street.
Oh, it was abandoned.
No, yeah.
So cold in here.
No, what I'm saying is, and I know this because they parked the Wienermobile at 3 o'clock in the morning out front, and I stopped on my way to work and took a picture with it, and I got yelled at by Wiener security.
That's not weird.
When did you see the Wienermobile? It was there by itself. So I got out of the car. I took it. Hey, go away from there. What do I do, steal it?
So I'm guessing it's a college kid gig.
Yes. In fact, they only are. They're only accepting applications from recent college grads.
Yeah.
So they want you to do this. Like,
I wonder if that looks good on a resume. Like, depending on what you want to do for a living. Well, like, I wonder if somebody that's hiring would see that and be like, oh, this kid's got charisma.
I mean, she's right. You would have to have a really good personality to, do this job.
A sense of humor. Right.
You're also willing to put in traveling across the country in a giant hot dog.
You don't mind looking like a damn fool.
Yeah. I mean, you know how to laugh at yourself.
Okay.
So, Kimmy, to answer your question, the hotels 100% are paid for.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get $18 paid vacation time off a year.
Wait.
$18.
Or $18. 18 days. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
18 days. So one and a half days a year, a month. That's not good.
18. That's more than 2 weeks vacation.
Yeah, but you're working every single day in a different town.
And you get $150 a week to live on.
To eat.
To eat.
Yeah.
But that means you're basically just eating out every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of money, man.
Well, living on the road. But again, if you're living on the road, you're not paying rent.
Okay.
You're right about that.
So you're saving there.
And if you pick the right hotels, your first meal of the day is always paid for.
But I don't know how much free time you have, like, to your point.
And, like, even if you have free time, like, what are you going to do? Drive the Wienermobile to the basketball court?
Are you required?
Oh, yeah. How do you get around?
Are you required to only consume Oscar Mayer products in public?
No, you die.
No, in public.
Oh. So you can't be seen out in the Wienermobile pulled into a McDonald's?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, you probably can only eat Oscar Mayer products.
But how would you do that? That's impossible. Like, I can't go to a restaurant and order Oscar Mayer products. What restaurant is like, oh, no restaurant serves hot dogs.
No, but like, it would be a bad look, though, if you're not eating a hot dog.
You also
got to be conscious of where you're parking that thing, because one photo could say a lot.
Yeah, like an open mouth on a billboard.
Oh, yeah.
You also get full health benefits, which you're going to need because you'll be eating a lot of Oscar Mayer hot dogs. Like, I can't imagine.
Sodium nitrates are backing up in your heart.
Bro, you're going to gain 40 pounds just from the water. Yeah. Like, forget about the fat. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Again, Oscar Mayer is looking for a team of full-time Wienermobile drivers. They call them hot doggers. They are looking for recent college grads, and you can apply on their website through January 31st. I mean, I would have loved to do something like this at 21, 22.
Well, you see the country through a wiener.
Do you have to? You know what is a real kick in the scrot?
A wiener.
They're looking for college grads, which means this is another job where if you don't have a degree, you can't get it. You can't.
That's true.
You're not qualified to drive a 27-foot hot dog without a college degree.
Does that mean you probably have to take a driving test on that thing to make sure you can handle it? You don't flip it over.
Can you parallel park it?
Yeah. I don't know.
It's 27 feet long.
I know.
It's huge. I'm telling you, you don't realize.
I wouldn't be afraid it flips over or something.
Yeah, you don't. You don't realize how big it is till you see it in person.
Because, you're going everywhere. Like, I don't know how you'd have to check the weather to make sure you're not going into, like, a windy area, I would guess.
Yeah, good call.
There's a windy wiener alert.
I forgot. I have my Oscar Mayer
wiener. I was about to say, where did that come from?
The Bauman family got it for me last time I was in town because I wanted the whistle, but I didn't
have
time.
Oh.
So it's a whistle shaped like the actual wiener.
Yeah, the Wienermobile whistle, and it's got the little Oscar Mayer logo on the side. Thank you, Bauman.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.